A study of people and physical geography finds a lot of potential problems for people who live close to the sea. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Threats from hurricanes and high water often come with living close to the ocean coast, and the risk of these threats goes higher as the elevations get lower. A recent study found that 10% of the world's population lives at elevations that are low enough to be vulnerable to storms, rising sea levels, and other problems. Deborah Balk is an expert in demographics at the Earth Institute at Columbia University in New York. She worked on a study that evaluated potential problems for people in coastal zones with relatively low elevations. She's using topographical data from NASA to examine areas that have an elevation less than 10 meters or 33 feet. She says that kind of low elevation is highly vulnerable to threats that include rising sea levels as a result of global warming. Large parts of some countries, like Vietnam, fall into this category. Other countries, including the United States, have a smaller percentage of land in this category. But Bach says the areas in those countries that are low are also heavily urbanized. Bach says climate change could put those people and their livelihoods at risk.
In terms of land area, the U.S. has 46,000 square kilometers in the urban low-elevation coastal zone. How that plays out in terms of climate change is unclear to me, but I think there would be consequences for the economy.
Balk is going to continue this analysis of coastal populations and coastal elevations. She hopes to examine the low-lying coastal areas of the United States more closely and to conduct her examination on a state-by-state basis. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.